Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, I should say Doc Douglas today, as we discuss Eagles, Buccaneers. Eagles a 1.5 favorite, but a lot of injuries here. No AJ, likely. No Devontae and no Lane, likely. We'll find the final injury report today, but I still expect the Eagles to go down and win the game. You have a $250 million quarterback, a team with more just good players than the Bucs. I expect a victory. Hugh's concerned here, but that song is playing for a reason because,
why?
Well, I mean, Hugh, you know.
That still feels to me like that's a Hall & Oates song, even though it's not.
It just feels like a Hall & Oates song?
It does. No, I can't be the only one that feel that way, but it feels like a Hall & Oates song.
It's a good song. I mean,
it is a really good song.
It is, and it's fitting here because yesterday, Rich Cimini, a guy you know, Hugh, because
Rich has been covering the Jets.
Forever.
Since I was a Jet.
So, which is a long time ago. Rich has a podcast now. And obviously about the Jets, but he was kind of opining on what's gone on with the Hassan Reddick situation, but also taking a look at because the Jets lost Bryce Huff right now, he's here, but how did that impact the Jets the other way? Listen, there's a couple things, and just wait for it because we'll get to the part about the future of Hassan Reddick with the Jets. But here's what Rich said about the Bryce Huff situation. What he's noticed for a player that was good for the Jets here, not so much.
Bryce Huff. Probably one of the more disappointing free agents in the NFL right now. And get this, 77 snaps so far on defense, only one tackle, zero pressures, zero quarterback hits, zero sacks. So essentially, he's done in 77 snaps what Hassan Reddick has done with no snaps, which is nothing. And so I don't think that's an indictment on Huff. I mean, we know he's a good player. And so I do believe the Jets still made a mistake by letting him go. It's just that he's not a good fit in that Eagles system. And clearly Vic Fangio, their defensive coordinator, has not embraced Huff. And so that's on the Eagles. They screwed up that signing. They've taken a good player, and they're misusing him.
So that's an interesting perspective because our perspective is, we're not getting anything out of this Bryce Huff guy. Maybe he stinks. His perspective as a guy who's covered him for years with the Jets says he is good. It's Vic and the Eagles that are misusing this guy.
I mean, and I kind of said that. I kind of said that for whatever reason, you're not utilizing his skill set to the best of his ability. The first thing I would have did with Bryce Huff was not put him on the left side of that ball when it comes to trying to pass rush. I'd have put him to the right side. And just let him work against the tackle over there, not worry about the chip or anything like that. He's been getting crushed on that chip block. And I can tell you, as a guy who's been chipped a lot in his career, if you ain't built for that, it's tough. It's tough to take that chip block on. And he's been crushed with the chip block. You help him out by allowing him to move to the other side and just let him rush. Let him get comfortable. He's not comfortable right now, and I can't imagine how it's going for him in meetings. Like, to sit there in a meeting and be a part of something and watching film, knowing you're not playing to your ability and having to sit there and listen to that and the coach not really trying to help you out, that's a tough spot to be in.
Well, and also that the team was better when you weren't on the field last week, right? The less they played you, the better they got. So
all of that.
So he's kind of saying, hey, the Eagles have screwed this Huff thing up. Well, what about the Reddick thing? Because now this is where it gets really juicy. Listen to this. Rich Cimini covers the Jets, has for a long time. What he's heard about Hassan Reddick and what could happen next.
So, you know, could he get traded back to the Jets, you know, or traded to the Jets? Let's put it this way. A little birdie told me that Reddick, I don't think, would be opposed to something like that. I think Reddick is so frustrated with the Jets situation, and of course he did request a trade in August, so frustrated that he wouldn't mind going back to Philadelphia. Again, heard it from a little birdie, take it for what it's worth. Could that trade happen? Reddick for Huff? Boy, that would be one of the more bizarre trades in NFL history.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The idea of trading Huff for Reddick. Let me give you my very quick and simple take on this. Call it in, Howie. Call it in, Joe Douglas. Huff was good with the Jets. Reddick was good here. Obviously, it's not worked for either party so far in the other place. Reddick because of money. Huff maybe because of fit and Fangio. I don't know. Yes. I think both teams would benefit from this immediately. Call it in. I would trade Huff for Reddick today. Hugh, would you?
No. I mean, I understand where everybody's coming from, but I understand how we feel but that's not going to happen. They need to figure out how to get Bryce Huff involved in this defense, and they need to help him be successful. That's on Coach Fangio. This is starting to be on Coach Fangio. Because to me, when I see the film and I watched him play in the past, he's effective. You need to figure out how to make him effective. That's your. That's what a good coach does.
So you could do that, or you could just swap him out, bring Reddick back, and put him right on the field.
First of all, you're admitting that you screwed up on two fronts with Hassan Reddick and Bryce Huff, because you paid Bryce Huff that money. And Hassan Reddick, when he comes back, there's still one glaring issue that you have that you still have to take care of. Okay, he says he wants to come back.
Well, so Rich Cimini's saying a little birdie told him. I'm guessing someone involved.
Yeah, he
wants
to come back.
An agent.
He wants to be paid. He's still in a position where he wants to be paid, Joe. It's not like he just wants to come back and hey, everything's cool. We'll pick up where we left. No, he wants to be paid.
But he's losing money every week.
Yeah, he's okay with that.
Well, for now, he's okay with it.
He's okay with it, and he's trying to find a solution to his problem, and at the same time, he's trying to fix what he perceives to be the Eagles' problem. And right now, the Eagles' problem is they ain't got no pass rush.
Well, here's you're right on that Reddick, he still has an issue. But the Eagles are wasting money. Reddick is losing money. The Eagles are wasting money. They're getting nothing out of the guy they're paying $17 million. It's just this money down the toilet. He has had zero impact.
That's on Coach Fangio.
I don't even disagree with you on this, but I'm just trying to fix it.
How you fix it? Coach Fangio, whatever, Coach, if you're listening, whatever it is that you have against Bryce Huff, get over it. Because we're trying to win football games. Put that man on the other side, man, and let him just rush the pass.
Yeah, you know, but that may be the solution. But sometimes players just play certain places well, and they don't play other places well. I mean, Nick Foles is an example. Everywhere he was, but here he stunk. And he was here, he was good.
I don't think that's the case with Bryce.
I guess we'll find out as time goes on. But you know what I want? I want the easy way out. I don't want to wait to fix this. I want Reddick on the field after the bye. Am I asking for too much? Kyle, would you do it right now? Huff for Reddick today.
Yes, of course. Like Bryce Huff can't play. I don't care what side of the line he's on. I don't care if you want to blame coaching, any of that stuff. Hassan Reddick last year, I get everyone fell off at the end of the year. He still had 11 sacks. Bryce Huff isn't even getting
How many sacks did Bryce Huff have last year?
Dude, how many does he have this year?
He can't even get tackles.
He's not logging stats. He stinks.
Guess who got him and Hassan ready right now got the same stats.
Yeah, because Hassan physically isn't on the field.
Yeah, but
Bryce
this
Huff
guy's
is
playing.
And him and Hassan ready got the same stats right
that
now.
That says more about Huff than it does Reddick.
No,
you're not making the point you think you are.
No, I am making the point because Hassan, I think right now that if given the opportunity, Bryce Huff can still be a functional pass rusher.
He is being given an opportunity. Hugh, he's playing his way off the field.
Dude, he's playing. He's out there. He's a fish out of water, number one.
He sucks.
I do not think that they are helping him. They're not helping him out.
You know
I don't think they're helping him out.
It's the easiest no-brainer trade I think the Eagles could ever have.
Call it in right now. You know what this is? This is the Castellanos thing
like
in a different form.
Attacked.
No, this is the Castellanos thing in a different form.
Wait, what's Castellanos got to do with this?
So I was very willing to say, I'm sorry, let's move forward. And that's the Eagles could do this.
I don't want to give up on him.
And you just want to double down.
I don't want to give up. Because he can play. He can play.
But Reddick can play better.
We don't know Huff. We actually don't know that Huff can play.
We don't know that he can play.
He had 10 sacks last year on a really good defense, a defensive line that made things easier for him to put him in positions where he could thrive.
Kyle.
We're not doing that.
But you just said it. Put him in position to thrive. He's not in position to thrive.
There's two separate things. Does he have talent? Can he play? I think you're probably right. The NFL.
Probably.
He had a 10-sack season, and for whatever reason, the NFL decided he was a hot free agent. But people think he could play. Can he play here in this system?
No.
That's what I care about. Can he play with the Jets? Fine, go back to the Jets then.
Right.
And give me back Hassan Reddick. 215-592-9494.
You guys are insufferable.
When I saw this Rich Cimini thing, I was like, this is gold. We got to get him back. Sometimes the simplest answer is right in front of everyone. The Jets could use Huff back. And we could use Reddick back.
You know what? Rich Cimini just texted me. I said Vic Fangio's not using him the right way. He said, I figured as much. Huff is a good player. I watched him closely for 4 years. I was surprised to see him has nothing in the stat column. Surprise!
So send him back.
We're all
get
surprised.
Yeah.
But the reality is he sucks right now.
This is the easiest trade.
Let me just say this.
No-brainer.
This is a total no-brainer.
I have been a big Coach Fangio fan up until this point. And I'm starting, like, I'm not there. But I'm y'all about to make me make a call to Miami. And I'm going to talk to some of them cats down there. And I need to find out what's going on because, man, this makes no sense to me.
You know what this is, though? Reddick is Fangio proof. Put him on the field and go get the quarterback.